Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Fire Engineering Talk Radio. Each week, our host will introduce you to a various cast of characters you will only find here. Each host will share experience, knowledge, and expertise regarding their years in the fire service, allowing you to call in and speak with them live, an experience you can only find on Fire Engineering Talk Radio. So thanks for joining us. Enjoy and stay safe.
Okay, and we are live. This is fireengineering.com blog talk, and you are on with Sons of the Flag tonight. Today is Tuesday, October 18th in the year of 2016. And Nathan, buddy, how you doing over there?
Good, man, good. Everything's good in Texas, especially the Cowboys.
Yeah, I was just going to say, everybody's probably loving Dak Prescott and the Cowboys right now. He's my new favorite hero.
Everybody but the Giants fans.
No, they got Odell Beckham Jr. to worry about. He's causing a ruckus.
It's good, man. Everything's good down here in Texas. Looking for the cool weather to get here. It's hunting season. Plus, cool weather means Stars and Stripes Film Festival is coming around the corner.
Yes, it is.
We'll talk about that later.
First thing I wanted to get to, we usually open our show with the going home from the pipes and drums. And yesterday, it was all over the internet, but it's the 50th anniversary of the 23rd Street fire in New York City, which is the largest loss of life that they've had outside of 9/11, happened 50 years ago. And if you ever read anything by Vinnie Dunn, by Chief Dunn, he's always talked about it and stuff. We also lost a battalion chief in New York City in an explosion, which was pretty horrific. And I wanted to give a special shout out to my company when I started in the squad company, one of our original lieutenants, Vinnie Ungaro, who received a medal for a roof rope rescue. Actually, never really even wanted to talk about it. He was a very humble guy. He passed away in 9/11 related cancer. He retired. He was a captain at Engine 235 in the middle of Bed-Stuy there. So probably the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. Just a shame the way these guys are dying from the cancer and stuff. But
oh man, yeah.
Anyway, so that's what, you know, I wanted to get that out of the way first and foremost, because that's what we're here for. Now, since the last radio show, we also, myself and Ryan Birdman, went to Chicago and spoke for Rosecrans at the first ever symposium on mental health in the fire service. And I'm not sure if you saw it, Nathan and Shane, is that you that just got in with us?
Yeah.
I know Shane saw it. There was a chief in Florida that posted something that he couldn't take it anymore, and then ended up committing suicide, and he posted it on Facebook first. So anyway, our condolences there also. And the symposium, Nathan, I know you weren't there, but you met Dan a bunch of times and been out at the firemanship conference. Shane was actually able to go to the conference there in Chicago. And Shane, that was what'd you think overall of the whole experience of that week?
I liked it a lot, actually. I thought it opened up some eyes to what we need to do back in the firehouses and get administration to change some steps and how you need to buy into the guys, even if they're having problems, versus just shipping them out like the old days used to.
Yeah. It was, Bobby Halton was there. Of course, he's on the board for Rosecrans, as well as everybody knows he runs fire engineering. So it was great having Bobby out there. We had the entire board of directors for the Fools National, International, rather. They were all there. So it was some really good stuff. The FDNY counseling unit was there. We had different people from all over the place. And Nathan, you would like this. The one thing that I liked about it, it wasn't just doctors or it wasn't just psychiatrists. It wasn't just people like Dan that have a background in it. There was also people that needed help. And as a matter of fact, one of the speakers was supposed to be a paramedic that went through an ordeal. And 2 weeks before the event, Dan went to the guy's funeral. And the wife thought so much. The wife, who's now a widow, thought so much of this whole conference. She came and spoke at the conference 2 weeks after this guy died. And it was pretty motivating, to tell you the truth. And sure, Shane, I'm sure you would agree with that whole thing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. I give her big props to even be able to stand up there and talk like she did without, with the passion that she had for it to help change and hopefully not have it happen again to somebody else.
So, anyway, Nathan, I had Shane call up and come on because November 3rd and 4th, we're going to be doing a seminar out in Illinois. And I wanted Shane to talk a little bit about it. It's going to benefit Sons of the Flag. So it's a small little training seminar that's not so small. Some of the names that are involved, of course, I'm going to be there. Aaron Heller is going to be there. EJ Mascaro will be there. Carl Haddon will be there. And Chief DeGrice will be there also. So it's a pretty cool event. All the proceeds are going to Sons of the Flag. And Shane and his group has helped put together from Northern Illinois Fools. And Shane, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the conference there?
Well, pretty much you said who the speakers are. Aaron Heller with his group are coming actually the week before, earlier in that week. They're out in Pennsylvania doing their hands-on classes, so they're going to head back home for probably a day or two and then head out to us and do a little lecturing and speaking. And then on Thursday and Friday, and then Thursday night we're going to have a little meet and greet with the instructors and students so they can come out and hang out and learn some more stuff in the, I'll say, the better parts of the classroom at times at a local place. And then we're still looking for some sponsorship, and, the students hopefully will continue to pile in, and we'll have a successful event and get Sons of the Flag on the in Chicagoland area.
Outstanding. And, of course, Chief DeGrice is going to do his class out there as well. Where can people find out more information about this? Can they go on the internet to look it up?
Yeah, the website is actually NOILL, so No Ill Fools at squarespace.com. If you just start Googling in No Ill Fools at this point, Squarespace will pop up with it. It's a website we built for basically Sons of the Flag events. So you'll see that on there, the speakers, who's speaking day one, day two, the hotel booking reservation, link to Sons of the Flag, a link to Bird's Eye View, all that good information, and what the bios are on the instructors also.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, and we'll talk about Bird's Eye View Project in a little while. But so there'll be some stuff going on at nighttime also besides the classes?
Yeah, at least Thursday night between for those that are sticking around from Thursday to Friday, because we're trying to sell it more of a two-day event and have a little bit going on Thursday night. We'll meet and greet with some of the instructors, and we all got to go out and have some dinner anyway, so might as well try and tie them in with us.
Absolutely. Now, Shane, I know you you got a ton going on there, and I can't thank you enough for putting this together, coming to the other conference, and as well as the black tie event that you're planning. Why don't you throw the date out there and just let everybody know what's going on with the black tie event. Nathan loves to go to black tie event, so he's in.
On the on the website, No Ill Fools at Squarespace has the Masquerade Black Tie Gala event February 18th, the Saturday after Valentine's Day. We're going to get together and some dancing, some drinks, some dinner, masquerade face pieces, and that one will also be all for Sons of the Flag. That one, I believe, we are going to push for some nurses and doctors to come out. And hopefully get some of the burn physicians in the Chicagoland area. We have a couple burn units, and we're going to hit them hard and try and get them involved.
What was the date
gala, so they're aware. February.
We might have to go to that, John.
Yeah. February what?
February 18th. 18th.
18th. Okay.
Mark
Very
that down on our calendars, John.
What's that?
So we need to mark that down on our calendars. We can go up there and cut a rug and do a little dancing with you.
Yeah.
Show John that Texas two-step.
I'd love to have you guys up. It'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hotel pricing's on. Everything's open for registration already. So it's a matter of getting airfare.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, I found airfare on Spirit Airlines for like $42 again to go to the training seminar. So that was pretty good. Shane, if you got to run, I understand, brother, you got a lot of stuff going on, so I appreciate you coming on and getting to us.
All right, I'm going to go in and listen to the kids sing and a little bit different type of ballroom music, but nonetheless, have a good one, and I'll be catching up with you guys later.
If all goes bad, just sing that song, Let It Go, from that Frozen movie. They all know. All right, brother.
Thanks, Shane.
Stay safe, man. So while we're on the air, Nathan, Ryan Murphy just called in. How you making out, Ryan?
Pretty good. How you, John?
So I was telling Nathan that we were at the office today. So for those of you listening, myself and Ryan are moving to a bigger office in the Myrtle Beach area that we got partially donated to us. So that worked out really well. So I got furniture delivered today, and the guys have been there since 1 o'clock. And I had to leave to come home because the new office is not up and running yet and doesn't have internet. So I had to leave to come home. So now I'm doing the show from home, but Ryan had to come back again because at 7 o'clock, the guys still weren't done putting the desk together.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm a genius or anything, but I figured out the cabinets, and they work perfectly now.
Are you guys union out there or what?
It's a non-union.
They were staring at it for like 6 hours, and they couldn't figure it out. I played around with it for 10 minutes, and somehow it ended up working. So I don't know if I just got lucky this one time or whatnot, but the desk is complete, John.
All right. So, Nathan, Ryan, first thing Ryan moved into the new office was a set of golf clubs.
Attaboy.
They've been sitting in the back of my truck for a year. I needed somewhere to put them.
So the new office is right around the corner from the old office, but we have our own suite, so our own address and everything else. So we were there today all day putting up Sons of the Flag apparel and stickers, and we got a big American flag and all kinds of stuff. Ryan spent the day sanding his desk and staining it. So we got a lot going on here, but it's going to be good because now we got a home base for Camp Can-Do over here with the MUSC to help them out a little bit too. So it's all going forward, man.
Yeah, everything's good coming together pretty well. Speaking of that, you want me to talk about the show coming up again? John?
So we talked about November 3rd and 4th. We're going to have the training seminar out in Northern Illinois. And December 4th, we're going to do a comedy show. So, Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit about the comedy show, when and where and all the rest of that good stuff.
Yeah, so the comedy show is going to be on December 4th. It's going to be here in Myrtle Beach at the Comedy Cabana. It's located on North Kings Highway. It's basically going to be a couple guys from Laughter Saves Lives. They're going to come out, and they're going to put on a comedy show, and they're helping us out with this whole gig. We're pretty much getting it for as little money as possible so we can raise as much funds for Sons of the Flag as we can. So it'll be two guys from that organization, and then I think a couple other local comedians that they're going to group up and do a whole show. Should be an hour or two of comedy. We'll have 50-50. We'll have hopefully a couple things to raffle off as well. So it'll just be a couple hours at night. I think the doors are going to open at 6 o'clock. The show's going to start at 8, and we'll probably be out of there around 10 o'clock. So it's a Sunday night, December 4th. If you know anybody in the area, you're going to be in the area yourself. Let them know. John and I both have tickets. You can also go online and get tickets at the Comedy Cabana website. So hopefully we could start that up and make it an annual event to raise some money down here in South Carolina for some burn survivors.
Absolutely. Now, just a side
note. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Go ahead, Nathan.
That's pretty cool. I was looking at Sons of the Flag's website, and it's got the event on there. And I noticed that John LaRocha, I've seen him before. He's pretty funny. Retired FDNY guy. And J.J. Borden.
Yeah,
and it said on there that all the shows are done in memory of FDNY members, you know, lost 9/11. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly. He's going to be one of the main comics. So
I'll give you a little side note. And you pronounced his name pretty good for a Texan. But John LaRocha retired out of Hazmat 1, which, as you know, I shared the firehouse with the time I worked in the squad company. So I spent a lot of time with John in the firehouse and stuff. So he's a good buddy of mine, and he's getting involved to help us out. And what he does is his organization will partner with many, many different charities and do different things for fundraisers. So, and he does a lot of things up in Queens and St. Albans. He does a retirement home kind of deal, and he does a lot of good charity stuff, and he's trying to pay it forward. And what's ironic is he used to do a radio show with a guy named Tommy Gardner, and Tommy Gardner was killed at 9/11, worked in Hazmat 1 also. So, as you know, we lost the 19 guys out of there, and we lost one to suicide later, and we just lost Vinny Ungaro to cancer. So now we're up to 21 that we lost from 9/11. So it just never ends. But John's doing the right thing, like we are, paying it forward, and hopefully we're going to have a good show. And they could have filmed that today, putting that desk together. It would have been a good comedy hour, too.
Yeah, that would have been a good prequel.
Unbelievable. So anyway, so we got that going on. And then when we get to in November, back to November again coming up, during Veterans Day, we don't celebrate it as a day. We do the whole week, obviously. So we do the Stars and Stripes Film Festival down in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
And this is going to be, what, the third year, Nathan?
Yes, sir.
Third year. So it's going to be November 11th, 12th, and 13th. Let me just give you a rundown on it, and then we'll talk about it. First off, we're having a luncheon with Congressman Sam Johnson. He's going to be the keynote speaker. Last year, we had General Tommy Franks, and if you were ever there, that was a great event, and I'm sure this one will be with Sam Johnson as well, with the congressman. That was really outstanding. And I'll give you a rundown of some of the films here. So what I have so far is the movie Glory, Hamburger Hill, Minesweeper, An Officer and a Gentleman, and South Pacific. Those are some of the films, to name a few. This film festival, now you guys have both been there, so why don't you Nathan, tell us a little bit about it, and then Ryan, you can chime in on a little bit about it.
Well, the film festival is held at Mockingbird Station in Dallas, and Ryan, Sons of the Flags, it's going to be the third year, like you stated, John. And, you know, the first year was awesome, and last year was, you know, just as good, if not better, and I'm assuming this is going to be the same way this year. You know, it's they kind of, local sponsors in Dallas have helped put this on, and it's kind of a Hollywood-type deal, you know. Everybody comes out, takes pictures. There's usually a little sponsor party before, and then they'll have traditionally, Ryan, like
I'm on the radio show.
The
I'll be done in a minute.
As close as we get to the event, they'll release some more of the movies. They won't release them all at once, is how it usually goes. And what he typically tries to do is have somebody that, in some way, is either in the movie they're showing or real life was flew one of the planes that they're showing in the movie. You know, so Code Talkers last year was unbelievable. We had one of the Navajo Code Talkers show up, and he spoke and talked to the crowd and answered some questions, and it was a pretty cool event, you know. But it starts off with a luncheon, and there's usually 3 days of movies, and you know, we've got task force leaders that fly in from all over the country to go to it. If you want to bring your wife or husband and your nice clothes and go have a good evening, there's a lot of restaurants. And Dallas, is the weather here is really nice this time of year. You know, 1st of November, it's not too cold yet. It's just a good event.
Yeah, and it's well, like you said, it's nice to see that we have somebody that was either in the movie or was in the battle that the movie's about or something to that effect that we'll, you know, talk about and do a question and answer session after the film. And I tell you the truth, man, sitting with that Navajo Code Talker was just unbelievable. That was one of the best things I've ever seen. Excuse me. Ryan, what did you think when you went down to the film festival?
Yeah, so I was there, I guess it was the first year now, because it must have been 2014. And it was really cool. Like Nathan mentioned, they have someone there who talks about every show. I know when they played Zero Dark Thirty, they had a bunch of the SEALs there, which was really, really cool, doing a Q&A after the movie with those guys. And it's also pretty neat because normal people can just come up and pay for one movie like you would do at any typical movie theater, whatever it is, $8 or $10, and they can just go in and watch one movie, but they're still helping us out. You don't have to go and watch every movie to be a part of the event. You can just show up and watch one or two or whichever one you want. And it's pretty cool because some of these films haven't been put on the big screen in decades. So it's a pretty unique experience to be able to go and watch some of these movies on a big theater screen.
Yeah. I don't even know if anybody's ever seen South Pacific. I know it was made into a Broadway show and stuff like that, but I don't know about the movie. So there's going to be some cool stuff, and you definitely don't want to miss the Q&A, and the luncheon is spectacular. What'd you got, Nathan?
Well, just, you know, one of the highlights that I remember the most out of it was pretty special to me was, you know, being good friends with Liam Flaherty and having the actual producers or filmers from the documentary when they were documenting the gas leak and riding around with the tank chief there in FDNY, and the two Frenchmen showed up, and then, you know, Liam and several of the guys that were at 9/11 they came down, and, you know, they got in front of the theater and spoke, and we had a packed house. I mean, there wasn't a seat in the theater. I mean, you know, there's people standing outside trying to get in just to listen and hear. And that was a pretty special night right there.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like many of the other.
Well, you know, for me, what I took away from that night is, like Ryan said, we were talking all these Navy SEALs, and all of those firefighters were kind of in awe of the Navy SEALs. And then when they showed the 9/11 movie, most of the SEALs had not seen that or the footage, and they were in awe of the firefighters. So it always goes back to what Birdman always likes to say about how we cross-pollinate. And I thought that was a great example of it, how both sides were looking to see what the other side was doing. You know, and really, really just shows you the admiration back and forth on both sides. So so that's going to be November 11th, 12th, and 13th down in Dallas. Congressman Sam Johnson will be the keynote speaker at the luncheon, and that's going to be an awesome event. Cody Trestrail is going to be calling in shortly from Portland. I don't even know what time it is in Portland. It's a lot earlier than it is here. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Firemanship Conference, which is another great event that we're going to be doing coming up at the end of January and into February. I believe we're already talking about events in 2017. Who's, Ryan, is that you in the sink over there?
Yeah, that's me making all the noise. Sorry.
See that, Nathan? Girlfriend moved in, got him doing dishes already. He's a good probie.
There you go.
So we're going to wait for Cody to call in here. How's things going with Pierce and the football camp over there?
Oh, he's loving it. They're having a good time. He's putting in the work, no doubt, no doubt. Texas football starts at 6 years old down here. He's 10, and they're having a good time. You know, he's loving it.
Oh, it's crazy, man. We went to that when I was down there with Jeff Cool, and we went to that I forgot what town it was, man. But we went to a couple of places. It was just insane. All the different things that were going on there. We went to, maybe it was Plano. And
Went to Love and War in Plano. They did a little kickoff party for the deal. And then we went to, we went over to Fort Worth and, 95.9 The Ranch radio station over there. Justin Frizzell, he takes care of us and really promoted the stair climb that we had in Fort Worth. And we went to one of his events. He has a nonprofit that he you know, works year round to raise money for premature babies. So we went to his event and he let you and Jeff Cool get on stage and talk about the stair climb and about 9/11 and never forget and really emphasize that, let's don't forget because people are forgetting.
Must have been 5,000 people there that night.
Yeah, it was a good night, man. And, and then we got up the next morning and went and did the radio show and talked about the stair climb and then jumped in the truck like we were going to a two-alarm fire and flew across the DFW Metroplex to Addison Fire Department. They were doing their memorial over there for 9/11 that morning. Jeff got to speak. He was the keynote speaker at that. And, having you in the crowd in your uniform as well. And then man, that was just a busy, busy weekend. You looked up, it's time to go home already.
Chad just texted me. It was Prosper that we went to the pep rally.
Oh, Prosper High School. Yeah, the pep rally. Man. So, yeah. Bobby Baker, he's a captain in Dallas. And Bobby texted me and said, hey, do you think Jeff and John would want to go to a pep rally? And I'm like, a pep rally? They said, yes, for, first responders and, veterans and active duty military. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'll ask. And I thought, what? And then I texted John and Jeff, and y'all guys were like, yeah, let's do it, man. It was unbelievable. I mean, we walked in there, and did they put some of the videos? I know Jeff put some on his Facebook, but they might have put them on Sons of the Flag. But you're talking to Prosper High School. The principal there did a jam-up job, and then they got John and Jeff out on center court. It ain't a basketball stadium. It's an arena. And they presented them with two footballs, two signed American flag footballs. And what was cool is that principal told Jeff and John that, didn't he tell y'all something like they just – somebody handed them two footballs in the morning and said, just give these two special people or just give these two people, that deserve them. And next thing we're sitting in the crowd and he has John and Jeff come out there, introduces them and presents them with a football. I thought that was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it was. Let me tell you something. There got to be 3,000 kids in that school.
Swinging American flags, chanting. It was unbelievable. Patriotism.
Although the only thing I can tell you, one thing I could not figure out is we're trying to figure out where the arena was. We got to the cafeteria. I've never seen a high school cafeteria that had a Pizza Hut and a Burger King and a few other things. It looked like they were at the mall.
Everything's bigger in Texas, baby.
the only reason I bring that up.
That school is unbelievable. It's cutting edge. I mean, it's the biggest, best. It's
unbelievable. It was big. Well, Barbara's sitting here next to me shaking her head. because of the Burger King and the pizza. Not good for kids. Yeah.
No, probably not. But no, it was patriotism on steroids. I mean, these kids were, it wasn't fake either. They were behind it 100%, man. I mean, it'd give you chills, it put tears in your eyes. It just made you take a deep breath and just say, holy moly, man, this is what America's all about. So it was a real, real good deal. And I'm glad Bobby texted me and his son goes to school there. His son's quarterback at Prosper High School. He plays start quarterback for the JV and Eli Baker, and you'll be hearing that kid's name. He's gifted. So he's a sophomore there, and he was proud to see his dad in his uniform and the rest of us there show up and represent a little bit. But
yeah, we surprised him too.
Yeah, we did. He liked that. Good stuff.
So now I got to call him. He's now Eli Baker, the touchdown maker.
Eli Baker, the touchdown maker. Yeah, I'm going to try to go watch him Thursday night after Pierce gets out of football practice. We're going to jump in the truck and fly over to Prosper and see if we can't catch him throwing a few touchdowns.
No, I didn't know it either, but we went to the stair climb after that, and I ran into Bobby Baker's brother there. I didn't even know he had a brother there.
So Tim Baker's a captain in Dallas as well. He's a good fireman. He runs the Lieutenant Todd Crotale Foundation. Todd Crotale was a lieutenant in Dallas that fell through the roof, ventilating a two-story apartment structure fire. A friend of mine, friend of everyone's in Dallas, just a true brother, a true fireman, just jam-up guy. And they started the Todd Crotale Foundation, and money raised at the 9/11 at the Sons of Flag stair climb on 9/11. Everybody got to pick a nonprofit, and I picked the Todd Crotale Foundation. And what they do is they give scholarships to firefighters' kids and among other things. You can go look at them up on Facebook and then on website, and you can follow them. They're doing good stuff. They're starting out. They're pretty new, but they're growing. And as we know, it don't take long. You know, if you're doing a good cause and doing the right things, it's gonna get as big as it can get. You know, just by followers and people believing in it, and they're doing good stuff. So they were there. They set a booth up and got to visit with a lot of the supporters of Sons of the Flag, and several of the members of their organization climbed as well. So pretty cool. I think you put a picture up of Tim climbing the stairwell, didn't you, John?
Yeah. I also, while we're talking about that, doing sponsorship, I should mention also that we will be at FDIC 2017, which, you know, it's now called FDIC International because of the amount of international people coming to it. And we hung out with all the Canadian guys last year, which was pretty cool.
yes, it was.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm sure your old man got a kick out of that one, too. Yeah, buddy.
He's probably in the dishwasher trying to figure out how to get them spoons out of the little holder.
I wanted to bring up the FDIC because, obviously we're on Fire Engineering radio show, but it is April 24th to the 29th in Indiana. But as they did last year, Honeywell is sponsoring a free trip, all expenses paid, to get there. You can check it out on fireengineering.com, but check out Honeywell. They are paying again for scholarships to be sponsored. You can nominate International 2017. If you get to St. Elmo's, order the gigantic shrimp with the really hot sauce and tell them that Ryan Birdman Parrott said, "This is nothing." So Ryan last year almost threw up eating the amount of fresh horseradish in the cocktail sauce. It was about the funniest thing.
That was awesome to watch.
Oh, my God. Like, the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I remember I ate one, and he was cracking up at me because I put way too much horseradish on it. And then it was his turn. He had a look on his face. I took a picture of him.
Man,
I still have it, man. It was awesome.
Dude, we go back this year, next year. That's all I'm eating. I'm eating that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Bring me the shrimp cocktail.
That stuff is amazing.
It's really
burned
good.
At all.
So we are going to be coming out to FDIC with a whole bunch of people as usual. So hopefully everybody will get to come over to our booth. I think we're going to be located with the Rosecrans booth, the Illinois Firefighter Peer Support Group, and a couple other nonprofits. Hopefully maybe the Joey D Foundation. That worked out really well last year. So it was some pretty cool stuff. It was a lot of good brotherhood. And it was pretty cool to see all the nonprofits working together, all in different circles, but all working together under one circle. So that was
that's right.
Thing, you know.
Man, that's a good trip. You know what I'm really pumped up about is going back to Portland to the Firemanship Conference 2017. You know, with Cody and the Brothers in Battle, and man, they just talk about first class last year. For them to do that, to show out the way they did last year on the first year event and raise the money they raised, I can't wait to go this year. It's going to be, there's no doubt that he won't sell nothing short. It's going to be first class, good instructors, good speakers. I think, am I right? Is Jeff Cool going out there to talk this year?
Yep, so is Rob Brown.
Okay, Jeff and Rob. And I know Cody will have all the list of all the speakers and instructors, and it's going to be a good event. Is he calling in tonight, or you don't know what he's doing?
Yeah, he's going to call in. He's a little under the weather right now, so he's going to try and call in. Let me just give you a little rundown. Firemanship Conference. And it starts on January 30th, 2017. And it goes until February 3rd of 2017. You can go to firemanshipconference.com, and that has all the information on it. Again, that's firemanshipconference.com.
And if you can get out to it.
What's that?
I was just going to say, anybody listening, any firefighter across the country, if you can make it out there, it is well worth it. If I had to pick one thing I could go to this year, you know, if I could only pick between that and FDIC, I'd probably have to pick Portland this year just because I've been to FDIC the last 4 or 5 years. I'm so excited to see how big it's going to be and how good it's going to be this year because, man, these guys knocked it out of the park. And I remember Cody come up to me. He was like, man, how do you think we did? You know, and I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? You know, he goes, never done nothing like this. And it was just phenomenal, man. It truly was. Yeah.
So February 4th is also going to be February 4th and 5th, I'm sorry, is going to be hands-on also. So not only is it going to be a different venue this year, which is bigger, but it's going to be 2 days of hot training also.
Nice.
Now, just so you guys are aware, last year we raised over $45,000 just for Sons of the Flag. So what I'd like to mention is one of the big things that we do is we sponsor fellowships and doctors. And that's a big part with all that kind of money coming in because these fellowships are $100,000 a piece. And Sons of the Flag, although we only started in 2012, we have hired our third fellow already. So that's a pretty remarkable deal. And, you know, it's things like this that are able to do that. So Cody's going to call in a couple minutes and we'll go over to Firemanship Conference and what we're doing there. But I mean, everybody last year, not just the students, but even the instructors had a great time. You know, we got to hang out with Mike Dugan and Ray McCormick. And I mean, the list just went on and on and on.
And if you're interested in going, you better get on the website because all the classes, he doesn't just take everybody. He limits it to span of control where he can teach the guys the right way, not just have a bunch of firemen standing out there in six rows deep. And I'm looking right now online, tactical extrication sold out, mid-rise, high-rise, standpipe operations sold out, topside vents sold out. I mean, engine and gain relative, he's got the word engine on it, so I kind of won't even read that. I'll skip that. Every hot class is just about sold out already, but the lectures and is well worth the trip.
Hang on 1 second. We got Cody calling in now. So, we got him on the line. How you feeling, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. Nice.
Cody,
you
my man.
Talk
what's up, buddy?
How you doing? Good.
How are you? Doing good. Fighting a little bit of a head and chest cold, but, we're doing all right.
How was the, Germany trip?
Oh, Germany was a blast. Germany was a blast. It was pretty cool. This is our second year going, and we spent about 4 days at teaching and getting ready for the hands-on training conference there with several different countries represented. And then we were there for about 2 weeks total, and everybody brought the wives, so we got to tour around and check out Germany, drink a lot of beer, and check out Oktoberfest while we were there the rest of the time. So it was a great trip.
So you brought the wife, so you're not in the doghouse.
That's correct. That's what allows us to keep going.
All right, outstanding. Right.
Take the boss. Take the boss. Hey, did they have any of that ginger ale tasting Tullamore Dew over there?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Turns out you can get that anywhere you're not paying attention.
Nah, I guarantee you that. That's John. I don't know if you know that story. You and Birdman went back to the hotel, and I'm standing there, and you know Jameson's my preferred choice, and Cody said, "Have you ever had Tullamore Dew?" And I'm like, "What?" He was always next to the Jameson. I said, "Well, it's Irish whiskey. It's got to be good." "Yeah, let me buy you a glass shot." And I'm like, "No, I'm good." "Yeah, let me buy you a shot." So he buys me one, and I'm talking to some firefighters from California, and time goes by, and I kind of caught Cody staring at me a little bit. I thought it was just because, you know, thought I was handsome. I don't know. But finally, I grabbed it, and I take a sip of it, and I'm like, "God, that's awful." And I took another sip, and I thought, "Wait a minute, that ain't whiskey." And I look over, and he's just got this big old shitting grin on his face, and he brought me ginger ale over. And later did buy me the Tullamore Dew, and it was good. But, you know, firemen, just like I felt like I was back at the firehouse getting pranked, you know, right there. And, well, I could let my guard down. I at least expected it.
Yeah, you got the high quality stuff. That was the 12-year stuff.
Yeah. Man, I'm looking at your website, Cody, and it is first class,
yeah.
Dude. I mean, it is firemanshipconference.com, and if anybody's listening, if you're a firefighter, you need to pull it up right now, look at it, go through it, check it out. These guys, first class up there in Portland.
Well, yeah, thank you. It's coming along. You know, last year we had a blast and totally surpassed our expectations of not only in attendance and putting on great training, but the amount of money that we could raise for Sons of the Flag. And, of course, you know, we want to see if we can do it bigger and better. And, you know, only truly due to the work of a lot of individuals here that are volunteering and putting in a lot of time to make this happen. We hopefully are going to be able to pull that off. I just got a little bit when I called in and you were talking about what's sold out and whatnot. But yeah, last year we had 350 firefighters in attendance, from several different states. And this year we decided to not only do the 3 days of lecture like last year, but we added six hands-on classes, and we're expecting this year, pushing 700 firefighters between the lecture and the hands-on classes. So we're pretty excited about that. We've got firefighters literally coming from every corner of the country and in between coming out for it. All of our hot classes sold out within the first couple weeks.
Wow.
And we added a nozzle floor program, Aaron Fields, because of the demand for hands-on classes. Aaron was gracious enough, and he's a local brother here, so he's like, "You know what, let's look at just extending another 2 days of hands-on there. We'll stay out there a little bit longer," and so that's what we did. So we opened up a whole nother nozzle forward class, and that's currently open now with some spots left, but that's the only hands-on spots left. And then registration for the 3 day lecture tickets, we opened up with 500 tickets available, and right now we're at less than 90 tickets available for the 3 day lecture. So we still got some spots. Come and get them. But yeah, we're expecting to fill the whole thing out, and yeah, be pushing 700 firefighters all together. So it's pretty crazy. Pretty blown away by the response. We've got an awesome location this year. It's at one of the McMinimum's breweries here in the Crystal Ballroom, which is a historic place in downtown Portland. They do a lot of concerts, a lot of shows here, big names come into it. So we're actually going to be inside of that concert brewery venue doing the lecture series. We've got some great social nights lined up again every single night. And then, yeah, after the 3 days of lecture, we get into hands-on classes. So it's going to be a full week of training if members decided to make it a full week. So we're excited.
It's outstanding, man. And, you know, the whole thing about the Brotherhood, besides the fact, well, let's go over one thing. Everybody's there to learn, obviously, and we all did learn a lot. But the Brotherhood aspect of it was phenomenal. You know, the events tonight were distinctly different. It wasn't the same old, let's go to a bar and have a bunch of beers. You know, it was distinctly different each night. One night was like that bowling kind of thing. One night was free. You know, it was distinctly different each night, which is the best way I could describe it. And it was, it was really cool.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a huge aspect of, you know, this is the Brotherhood and people coming together from all over the place and sharing information, swapping stories, bullshitting. And, you know, we know that's a huge part of it. And the same thing this year, we're working really hard to identify some places and, every single night we will be doing a social someplace. And for instance, like one night we've rented out the entire pub restaurant just for our group. We're going to have so many this year one night, and it's going to be fun. So it's definitely, it's added a whole nother layer planning wise, logistics wise, time wise, which the wives love out here. So what's awesome is we've got so many people involved. I mean, this is, you know, something that I had no experience planning or doing or wanting to do. I just kind of dreamt it and wanted to do it. And last year was pretty good. And I mean, it's growing so much in size already in 1 year. It's literally going to take a small army to pull this thing off. And I feel very fortunate, very blessed to have a lot of people around our metro area here that are wanting to support the cause, you know, and support the training that's going on and Sons of the Flag. And, you know, it's going to take that small army of volunteers to really pull this off. And there's a lot of layers, and we got a lot of people that are putting in, you know, a lot of time, and hopefully we're going to put on the best conference we can. And come out, let's raise some kick-ass money for you guys.
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding last year. And, you know, some of the fond memories of it that I didn't expect was those voodoo donuts. That was pretty off the wall.
Yeah.
Some of the other cool things. No, it's just where exactly is this venue in relation to last year?
So it's pretty close. It's a couple blocks away, though. And again, like I said, it's kind of a historic building, a really old building. Last year we did it at Portland State University, and they were a good host for us doing it the first year. But we, as soon as we broke, you know, last year's conference down and sat and met right away, we're like, yeah, okay, let's do this again. Where can we find a venue that is, you know, can fit the people that we want to grow it to, but that's also pretty cool and unique and has got a kind of a historical and just a Portland vibe and feel that can, you know, people that haven't been to Portland or this area, you know, can see. And we think we've got a great location for that in the Crystal Ballroom. And it should be fun. I mean, like I said, they bring in concert acts and stuff all the time. It's just a really old building, a lot of cool features in it. It's got the brewery right inside of the building. That could be dangerous. That's adding a whole nother level of planning out that I got to figure out is when do we allow the beer to flow during the lecture circuit in the conference or not. Of course, trying to keep everybody engaged. But yeah. It's going to be a great site for us, I think. And we're excited to do it there. And then, again, the socials will kind of be around the vicinity of that. But our hot classes, they're all off-site. They're going to be around a couple different locations around the metro area. And we're working on setting up the whole shuttle system right now for everybody. And we're going to have
you know, volunteers driving shuttles, you know, all over the place to different hot sites. And again, there'll be socials set up now every single night of the week, so that when everybody gets back to the class, you know, we'll have everything planned out and a meeting spot for everybody to go to if they want. And yeah, it should be good. I don't know. Did you guys talk at all about what classes we were doing and who's all coming in and speaking or whatnot?
No, we can go over that if you'd like. You know, one aspect that I wanted to bring up also was I thought from Sons of the Flag, it was good also that we had guys from different parts of the country because we are a national. So, you know, like I'm from New York, obviously, but then we had like Greg Turnell from D.C., and we had, you know, Nathan from Dallas, and Ryan actually is from Detroit. So we had guys from literally all over the different parts of the country. And hopefully we'll bring at least, if not more, guys this year. And, you know, it was nice because in the back of the room, even though either I was speaking or Ryan was speaking at times, in the back of the room, guys were just coming up to Nathan and coming up to Greg and asking him about the organization. And it was good that we had guys there that could sit and have the time to spend with everybody. And then that way they can find out more, because let's face it, when you're standing up in front of the room, there's only so much you can say without going in depth into everything. And
absolutely,
you know, I think,
well, and that's what I love. I love coming from your guys' organization with that, with you guys coming there and being available and not just, you know, putting faces to the name and personalities, and having guys have the opportunity to come up and do that, not only during the conference and speak with you, but, you know, in the evenings at the socials and stuff like that. Because we are ultimately, this is a conference that we set out to not only try to put on a conference, you know, and bring in great training for our firefighters, but we wanted to do it for the sole purpose of raising money, you know, and that's how we got involved with you guys. And you know, you guys are the perfect fit for exactly what we're trying to do. And, you know, when you bring in all of these firefighters that are taking a week off and a week away from their families and a week off work and coming in, and they're not only paying their registration and hotels and traveling and all that stuff, but they're putting in money, you know, out, you know, with our raffles and with all the other things, and everything that we did, you know, is going to Sons of the Flag. And so I think it's awesome face value and face time to have you guys in that representation there, and available and accessible to them. And I think it goes a long way that they don't just hear some name, you know, and, oh yeah, Sons of the Flag, that's real great. You guys are doing something great, but it's tangible. You guys are there. They're getting to know you guys, your experience, your stories, your histories, and your background. And I think it just, it helps hopefully, you know, put out the vibe of what we're trying to do is just, you know, really great training for a really, really great worthy cause that's worthy to get behind. And the more people we can make aware of it, the better we are.
You know, I you hit the nail on the head with that, Cody. And the other thing that people should know is there is a result for this cause, and some of the results we hope to have at the conference, such as Rob Beaton and you know, and several other people that have been burned catastrophically, and they will be able to be there to answer questions about what they've been through and stuff like that, and show you what advancements have been made or have not been made and where we need to concentrate more on. And then when we tell you about how Sons of the Flag is funding these fellowships to put more burn surgeons out into the field, you'll actually see why this is a necessity. You know, it's great. It's a great thing that we're doing, funding these burn camps for kids. And, you know, it's a great cause that we're doing, that we're partnering with some of these camps. And but let's face it, if we could fix people where they're not disfigured anymore, we almost could put ourselves out of business.
Sure.
You know, which would be an ultimate thing. So let's, why don't you give us a little bit about the organizations that are helping you, and then we can talk a little bit about some of the instructors that are coming out for the classes. I know the first whip pools were heavy of last year.
And one thing you said, Cody, is the exposure. I think the first thing we did at Sons of the Flag, and John will probably agree, is we didn't chase the dollar bill. We chased the exposure and the mm-hmm. followers. We wanted to people would believe in us and agree what we're doing is the right thing and a good cause, and then the money would come, and, you know, it has. So coming out there and visiting with guys, asking me about Sons of the Flag and just sharing stories and telling them about Omar Avila and Rob Weedman passing out flyers at FDIC. So I think we've done it the right way. You know, we've chased the exposure and the followers and the brothers, and the rest will take care of itself when they're going to solidify as a solid group. And I remember you asked me during the conference, you're like, what do you think? And I'm like, dude, what do you mean, what do I think? You're like, well, how do you think it's going? I'm like, y'all knocked it out of the park. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable.
Awesome, awesome. Well, yeah, no, you're exactly right, and that's why I love, like I said, I really think, you know, it's the perfect fit, you know, exactly what I had been dreaming up and scheming in my mind and wanting to be able to do and support. And, yeah, it's been awesome, and I am super excited to just keep growing our relationship, keep bringing more exposure, keep working with Sons of the Flag. And, yeah, it's been an awesome ride so far, and I can't wait to see where it goes from here. So,
we can't thank you guys enough. And, you know, and also – hey, November, if, I know you're a busy man, you're getting everything going, working this up, but if you and Mama can slide down to Dallas to the Stars and Stripes, it's a good, relaxing event. Let her put her high heels on, and y'all come out and have some fun and watch some movies and meet some more awesome people.
All right. Well, we'll definitely have to check that out on the calendar for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But, so, like, John, what you were asking, you know, some, like I alluded to, not only has taken a small army of volunteers to help pull this off, but we've got several groups that are helping us out. And like last year, the First Whip Fools, were Brothers in Battle, which is the training group that I run here out of the Pacific Northwest, is partnering with the First Whip Fools. They're our primary sponsors per se, or hosts of this. Again, a fairly new Fools chapter that was started out here in the Portland area, metro area, and it's just been an awesome, awesome chapter with a whole bunch of good firefighters that are all well-intentioned, wanting to get together and, again, you know, training, share ideas, share the passion, sharing the brotherhood out here, and they're the perfect fit to ask to help pull this off. And so, again, they're playing a huge part in helping plan this and pull this off. And then, you know, we've had a lot of support from the fire departments in our metro area, again, and we added the hands-on classes elements to it, which, you know, meant that we were looking for locations to do the training at. And so Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue is hosting a hands-on class. Clackamas Fire out here is hosting a class. Portland Fire and Rescue is hosting a class. Across the bridge from Portland and Vancouver, Washington, Clark County Fire District 6 is hosting a class. And we have numerous departments helping provide apparatus, equipment, hose, tools, stuff like that. And then we've had some awesome vendors come out, which has been great. Elkhart Brass is supporting us this year and coming out. And they're going to have Jerry Herbst here, Chris Martin, and some phenomenal guys that aren't just salesmen trying to push product, which was really important to me looking into bringing vendors. They're all about training and spreading information and knowledge. And so they're going to be here providing all the appliances, nozzles, all that stuff. They're helping us track down hose and stuff we need. So Elkhart Brass is going to be here. Sure Sales and Kurt Clayhammer. From our area is supporting us. They're going to be providing all the Scott SCBA packs for the conference we need, and that's going to be pushing up to 100 SCBAs. So that's no small feat, plus spare bottles and masks. And so they've stepped up in a huge way, helping us do that right now. And we've got numerous others with different props and tools. Canvas Corners is going to be helping do some stuff for our engine classes, provide some props for us to put up walls and stuff to pull hose through.
trying to think who else right now. And then, of course, you know, financial support and backers. We're still always looking for a lot of our locals in the area. The unions from departments all over the metro area are stepping up and donating money to help go towards this stuff. And then a sponsor that we had last year financially doing the Kerry Carpenter Memorial Foundation is going to be stepping up and helping out. So it's been pretty awesome to see the response in this area and the amount of organizations and people and firefighters who, you know, have wanted to get behind this and help support this and make this thing go. So it's a lot going on and it's a lot to coordinate. That's for sure, but it's going to be awesome. So yeah, that's some of our sponsors and stuff right now. And then again, we've got some phenomenal speakers and instructors coming out to help participate with this, which has been awesome. Like our speakers, again, they're donating their speaking time, you know, for this, which is awesome.
Wow.
Supporting the cause. It's just allowing us to raise more money and give more money to you guys, which is awesome. And we've got a whole bunch of, you know, just quality firemen from around the country with different messages that I think is going to be awesome. Quite a few of these are who I would consider some of my mentors that when I started in 95, you know, and was learning and reading and who's who in the fire service and who am I paying attention to and kind of what philosophies and who am I listening to and who's shaping my mindset. You know, some of these guys are going to be here, like Bob Pressler, retired FDNY Rescue 3, Chief Mike Lombardo from Buffalo Fire is going to be out here. Jeff Shoup, our senior man in the fire service from Cleveland Fire, 36 years on the back step of a Cleveland engine. You know, Jeff's going to be out here speaking. Jerry Smith from Baltimore City, wrote a single truck company for years and years. He's coming out. It's going to be pretty awesome. Jeff Cool, FDNY, from Black Sunday. Jeff's one of the survivors of Black Sunday, you know, you guys are aware of. You know, but one of our brothers that had to bail was forced to bail out of a window back on that day. And just a phenomenal guy and story. He's coming out. Colin Kelly from Clark County, Nevada, is coming up. Isaac Frazier from St. John's County, Florida, is coming out to speak. Rob Brown, another FDNY member, is coming out to speak. Let's see, who else do we got? Oh, Brian Brush from Oklahoma is coming out. Phenomenal guy that's is putting out a lot of good engine work right now. Sean Donovan from Boston Fire is coming out. Yeah, so that's just the speaker lineup, which is going to be phenomenal, you know. And then we have guys like Aaron Fields from Seattle Fire with the Nozzle Forward program is going to be going on. Jeff Shoup's going to be doing some standpipe and engine work. Gary Lane from Rogue Fire out of Ohio, and some of his group is going to be out doing some of a do-it-yourself engine company operations. That's going to be a great class, and it's already kind of been out there around the country, very well received. We're excited to have him come out. Brian Brush is also going to be doing his engine class with gain in relative superiority with a 2.5-inch line. It'll be awesome. Isaac Frazier is doing his tactical extrication class. He teaches at FDIC as well and is, you know, one of the premier guys, works on one of the most busiest, dangerous stretches, deadliest stretches of highway in the country. And does it every day. So we're excited to have him out. Sean Donovan's going to be teaching in ground ladder culture, and everybody's hopefully aware of Boston's ladder culture, which is pretty phenomenal. And we're excited to have him come out and share some of that mindset and some of those skills. And then we're doing a VES class, beyond the door type stuff, and we're going to start kind of pushing some of the boundaries that VES is thought of. And we got guys like Mike Lombardo is going to be helping teach that class. Bob Pressler, Jerry Smith, Myself going to help do that, and then two of our other brothers and battle instructors, Brian Olson and Anthony Braxton, are going to be helping do that as well. And so, yeah, we're excited. We got just some great guys, some great classes, and should be fun.
Oh, you know it's going to be fun. It's going to be very, very good deal. Like I said, firemanship.com, go to the website. Real quick, Cody, if you want to put out there your Brothers in Battle, the Facebook and the Instagram and all that, so people can
sure.
follow up and watch you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we love you. Again, we're Brothers in Battle. Our Facebook is just Brothers in Battle. Check us out. Our website is brothersinbattlellc.com. Yeah, we put a lot of good information that's used for, you know, training company drills. We share a lot of stuff that's out there that's, you know, from a lot of other groups as well. We appreciate the support. Yeah, like us, share us. Also, the First Whip Fools, check them out and what they're doing in the area. And, again, we've got about less than 90 tickets available for the three-day lecture, 90 tickets. And then
well,
there's still some spots in the nozzle forward hands-on class. So,
you know, the thing, one of the things that stood out to me was we've all been to training. Every fireman's been to training. Everybody's watched the PowerPoint. Everybody's went out there and done the old, you know, vanilla, just let's kind of knock it out and get out of here deal. But, you know, what impressed me is that you limited it, and it was a true custom class. It wasn't just, you know, come in here, sit down, here it is, be cool, have fun, let's go have a beer. It was custom. It wasn't just hand stamped, and it was a heck of a deal. And I know y'all are going to kill it this year too, or next year.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah. And so far, I mean, like I said, the support and the registration has been unbelievable. So, yeah, snatch up those handful of seats that are left in those spots in the nozzle forward class. Come out, and it's going to be a great week of training out here.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Yeah. Johnny and I will be there.
We're going to wrap up here a little bit and let Cody get some rest at some point tonight since he's under the weather. But I do thank you for joining us, Cody.
Thanks,
looking
Don.
Looking forward to it. And I will give you a call in the next couple of days to talk to you about that film festival. We are also next on the radio on December 13th. So if you want to touch base with us again, and we'll maybe pour some of the stuff on the radio again on December 13th, keep it fresh in everybody's mind and update everybody on some of the socials and all the rest of the stuff going on out there. So again, we have we got a lot going on. We have Film Festival November 11th, 12th, and 13th in Dallas. We have November 3rd and 4th. We're in Northern Illinois at a training seminar out there with Northern Illinois Fools. December 4th, we're having a comedy show in Myrtle Beach with John LaRocchi. I don't know if you ever worked with him, Cody.
I know the name, but I haven't worked with him.
He was in Hazmat 1. And then off to January out to you guys. So we're kind of busy, and then the whole time planning for FDIC International in 2017 also, which is going to be another monster event. So we usually have about 15 to 20 guys from Sons of the Flag out there. I would also be remiss if I forgot to mention that Greg Purnell and our guys in Washington just had a big place. And not only are we doing stuff with the fellowships, but we actually helped donate money to the Washington, D.C. Firefighters Burn Foundation so that they can help in the D.C. area open up a children's pediatric burn unit.
That's awesome.
Which is now up and running.
Great.
So we're getting stuff done nationwide here, and that's another cool thing. And I don't know, Cody, if you heard before you came and called in that we hired our third fellowship from Sons of the Flag, which is another burn surgeon, to be out in the field.
Wow. No, I didn't hear. That is great news.
So that's three since 2012. So money's
been great.
I'm sure when Ryan comes out to the firemanship conference, he'll be going over all of this. Anybody else that's listening, check out the birdseyeviewproject.org. Some amazing things and a whole bunch of different charities, including Rosecrans, where you got to meet Dan DeGrice last year, Cody. And really cool things going on with the Bird's Eye View Project, partnering with 10 different charities, all first responder related or military. I was fortunate enough when I was in Dallas last, I got a 22 kill ring from Birdman with our Sons of the Flag logo embroidered in it, engraved in it rather, from the gentleman that started the 22 kill, what everybody's doing, the push-ups on the internet and stuff. So some good stuff. And Nathan, did you get a chance to meet him too?
Are you talking about Jacob Schick? Yeah, I've known Jacob for a good while now.
Yeah, so
I got mine on right now, holding the telephone, my ring on my right finger.
So we'll have to get one to you also, Cody, when Birdman comes out to see you.
All right, sounds good. That's pretty cool.
So
Cody,
not
Cody,
under
we appreciate you calling in, and look forward to seeing you, my man. If you need anything, give us a shout.
Yeah, buddy.
Like I said, next radio show, jump on it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do, buddy. All right, Birdman. You guys, both of you guys have a good rest of your night. Thanks. Yeah, we'll be in touch.
Absolutely,
brother.
Ryan says his right, hello. He's home changing diapers right now.
Perfect. Sounds good.
So,
all right.
We'll see everybody.
Godspeed, brother. Stay safe.
And you can re-listen to these shows at sonsoftheflag.org or on fireengineering.com, Blog Talk Radio. And we will see you December 30th, everybody. Take care.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.